This file is an extension of the mustache lover file and makes you actually want to have a mustache for the rest of your life, to show it off, to grow it as perfectly possible, to keep it beautifully groomed, and to encourage others to have mustaches like yours. It helps you bond with other mustache wearers and generally creates a state in which you want to be mustached for life. Since that's pretty much all there is to it.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and comfortable and relaxed. Now, I want you to feel your mustache. Go ahead. You don't have to reach up and touch it. You already know it's there on your face. Just feel it there. You love the way it feels. You love the way your mustache feels. In fact, it gives you a great, deep, abiding sense of pride. In fact, you'll find that your pride in your mustache is growing almost daily. You're going to want to continue grooming and growing it to ensure that it stays thick and full and bushy. It is so very, very important that you do this. It is so very important that you keep your mustache presentable at all times. In fact, it would probably be best just so that it never gets mussed up, so that it never has even a single hair out of place. It would probably be best that you get a small mirror and a mustache comb to carry around with you. And, if you're the kind who waxes it, then make certain you carry a small container of mustache wax as well. It's very important that your mustache look absolutely perfect. It's not something you want to leave to chance. It's not something you want to have trimmed by your barber. No, this is your mustache. This is the pride of your face. This is what makes you the man you are. This is how people will come to recognize you when they see you. Your other facial features will be almost unimportant compared to the way your mustache looks. And you are going to want it to look perfect, and that means keeping it in perfect shape. Grooming it. Don't over-groom it. That wouldn't do any good. But make certain it looks right. Trim it properly. Check it regularly so that it keeps exactly the way you want it on your face. Because it is your mustache. And to tell the truth, if you have a dick, you should have a mustache. That's just the way it is. Mustaches are simply a natural part of an adult male's body, and you would feel naked and helpless. You'd almost feel like a boy without one. Real men grow mustaches. Big, full, beautiful, well cared for mustaches. In fact, you're going to find that you may want to start partaking in growth competitions. in mustache grooming competitions, in competitions where you can go out there with other men who love their mustaches as much as you do, and show off exactly what you've done with your mustache. Show off how you've kept it, how you've cared for it, how you've maintained it, and see how other men do it. In fact, it always feels wonderful when you get an opportunity to exchange growth and grooming and other maintenance tips with other mustachioed men. Mustachioed men are simply the best men to be around. They're the kind of men that you want to hang out with. They're the kind of men that you want to be with. And grooming competitions are great places to meet them. Great places to meet other men with mustaches like yours. Because let's face it, if you're around a man with a mustache, he seems so much more responsible, so much more reliable. He seems to be just simply a better man than a man who does not grow one. Yes, a mustachioed man is definitely the type of man that you wish to hang out with. Someone with a well-kept, beautiful mustache is the kind of man you'll walk up to and you'll say, "Hey, you have got a really great-looking mustache," because it is very important that they know they are doing such a good job, just like you want other men to come up to you and say the exact same things, to recognize the care and the work that you put into keeping your mustache as perfect as possible. Other men with mustaches just seem to be so much more compatible with you. There's a great feeling of companionship with other men who sport mustaches. They're simply more honest, easier to talk to. They're just simply more straightforward than men without them. A man without a mustache is obviously a man who just simply does not care for his face. A man who is not willing to put in the effort that it takes to grow a really good mustache. It's a lazy man. He's just not as reliable. He's just not as honest and open as a man who goes out and does the work and grows his mustache and grooms it and takes care of it properly. Yes, you know what a man should wear, and that's a mustache. And you need to encourage men who are thinking about growing them that they should start to do so. Any man who seems to be thinking about doing it, who seems to be considering doing it, should be encouraged at all times. Anyone who says, "I'm considering growing a mustache," and decides to talk to you about it, that's the kind of man who needs to be told just exactly how much you love it and how much of a man it makes you feel, how complete it makes you feel, how good it feels to have a mustache on your lip, all of these things. It's your responsibility to talk to other young men who don't wear mustaches and tell them just exactly how important it is to have one. Yes, it is. It is so very important to have a mustache, to grow and groom your mustache, because it makes you a more honest, trustworthy, successful person. Working so careful and diligently on it is actually a sign of how hard a worker you are. You will succeed more in life because you take care of this, and by taking care of this, you will take care of all the other things in your life. Other mustachioed men are the kind of men that you want to hang out with. You feel a strong sense of companionship with them, and that's just simply the way it is. You love hanging out and doing things with other mustachioed men, and your ideal group of friends will all sport thick, perfectly groomed, manly mustaches. In fact, that would be perfect for you. It may not happen, but that is exactly what you want. And hanging out at competitions and going to competitions will help you meet those men. Yes, your mustache is a part of you. It is a part of your identity. And as you continue to grow it and groom it and perfect it, you'll develop a nickname for it, like Stash or Tash or Mo, whatever it is you want to call it. You will think of that as your mustache, and you will think of yourself as a mustachioed man. That's right, you will think of yourself as a mustachioed man, and you will be proud of it. Mustachioed men are better. They are simply more in control of their lives because they have put in the time and the effort to groom themselves a well-grown mustache. And besides, if you don't have a dick, you don't need a mustache. But if you have a dick, you should have a mustache, and that is just the natural order of things. Mustaches are a sign of your masculinity, a sign of your virility, and they should simply be expected of any adult male. It's certainly understandable if somebody who is an adult doesn't grow one, but because you are a mustachioed man, it is your responsibility to go out there and help the young men who are thinking about it, the young men who are just starting to grow theirs, to let them know that this is more than just simply a little piece of hair growing out of your face. This is a lifestyle. This is a sign of who you are and that you care about your face and your appearance and your well-being and everything else in life. That by growing this mustache, you are actually saying to the world, I am a success. I will succeed in what I do because I care, and I can work hard, even at the small things, and I can groom my mustache so well that it will be the envy of all that see me. Yes, your mustache is the pride of your face and the pride of your body. Your mustache tells everyone around you that you are in control, that you are happy with who you are, and that you know exactly what you want out of life. You cannot imagine not being a mustachioed man, and you cannot imagine not encouraging others to be just like you. It is time to seek out friends like you. It is time to begin grooming and growing your mustache to be the perfect mustache. Carefully, well-groomed. Keep a mirror. Keep a comb. If you want, keep wax if you're going to keep it in that sort of shape, but make certain that it is perfectly groomed at all times, especially after eating or doing something that might muss it up. Those are the best times to make certain that your mustache is perfect, because the perfection of your mustache reflects upon you, and the perfection of your mustache reflects upon your happiness, and so you will keep it well. You will keep it perfectly groomed, and you will find yourself perfectly happy. And now it is time to wake back up and go about your mustachioed life. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.